AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:21, and the third Thursday of each month at this time, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors for our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. Joining me on the line, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2022 President Brian Tunney. Stacy, Brian, good morning. Welcome. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Stacy, as always, we'll start with you. Tell us about the numbers for June and how they stack up.
Sure. So for June, we saw 69 single-family residential closings reported during that period. That's compared with 137 closings in the same month the prior year. The median sale price increased to just over $2.5 million. And that is up from just over $2.3 million in June 2021. The average days on market have decreased significantly, so meaning inventory is moving much quicker. 62 days on the market in June 2022 as opposed to 115 days in June 2021. When we look at condos and co-ops, we saw 24 condo and co-op closings during June 2022, and that's compared to 30 during June 2021. The median sale price increased slightly to just over $877,000, and that's compared to June 2021, where it was just under $800,000 at $780,000. And the average days on market also for our still relatively low for condos and co-ops as well. We're looking at 84 days. It's only a slight decrease from where it was at 86 days in June 2021, but still, you know, well within that 90-day time frame that indicates a very healthy and quick-moving market. Pending sales also very consistent right now. So currently we're seeing we have 104 single family pending sales and 24 condo co-op pending sales.
All right. I'm going to throw this out to either one. I'm always curious about the days on the market because the there were a lot of closings last year, twice as many as June of this year. Yet the days on the market were 115, twice what they were this year. So it seemed like things were moving faster, but houses were on the market a longer time. How do we explain that?
Exactly. So, you know, last year we were still seeing some listings that had been on the market for a little bit longer that were selling. So that's where you would see higher days on market being reported for closings. Whereas right now we're in such a tight inventory market, and so therefore there's really not a lot of listings that have been on for much longer than, you know, 1, 2, and 3 months because low inventory, there is still demand, and there's a lot of competition for it. So it is a very interesting thing to see.
Okay. Now, when you talk about the 69 single-family residential closings in June of this year compared to 137 last year, what was the June of 2020 numbers, though, or even before the pandemic? How does 69 stack up on a regular, quote-unquote, regular year?
Yeah, so it's pretty consistent. I'd say when I look at 2020, we're looking at 77 closings during the month of June. 2019, 60 closings. 2018 was 68. 2017 and before, you're looking at around, you know, I'd say an average of 80 closings during that time period. So definitely consistent, but also potentially on the slower side for the month. However, this is coming on the heels of an anomaly year immediately preceding. So.
All right. Brian, weigh in some of your thoughts about the numbers and the market.
Well, the numbers, why one of the reasons why days on market is going down is that the homes that come on the market that are priced right are selling with well within 30 days. So that brings the older inventory that is sold, that brings the days on market shorter. There's still a lot of demand for housing in Greenwich. And, right now, townwide, we're still just right between 3 and 4 months of inventory. So that means it's still a very big, it's still a seller's market.
Mm-hmm. Now, 30 days, I mean, that, 30 days in the market, that means that the both the sellers and the buyers are prepared and ready to go, right? Doesn't that indicate that, Brian?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then what about the numbers or in terms of how the market has been, you know, with the prices as far as they've gone up slightly? Is that any indication of anything?
Yeah, well, it's indication that there's more demand for buyers and that the sellers are able to, you know, homes that are in good shape and priced fairly are selling quickly because we have such a backlog of buyers. You're still seeing, in some instances, bidding wars on homes, though the market will always get the price, the highest price for the seller.
So the realtors are doing a good job, right?
They are. They are.
And, I mean, if homes are selling in 30 days, that's not much time for a bidding war, is it?
Well, that's when it happens, that when a house comes on the market and there are 10 or 15 interested buyers, that's when they put in the bids. And those are the people who have been looking to purchase for the last 30, 60, 90, 120 days. So they know the market, and they're willing to participate in purchase homes.
There's been a lot of talk about interest rates and how the increase in interest rates has really dampened housing markets in general. What's kind of the story here in Greenwich as far as that is concerned?
Stacey, would you like to take that?
Sure, I can. Sure. So in Greenwich, one of the things that we typically see in our market is there are many more cash buyers, so the rates don't necessarily impact those situations as much. However, the lower end of the market, first-time home buyers, that is where you're going to see the impact the most, and that is certainly what we're seeing at this point. So there's definitely, there's not no impact in our area. We're definitely seeing that, and people have to be very intentional, very thoughtful about what they're purchasing. As a result, what this means for buyers is if you are in a position to continue even at these increased rates, you're probably facing a little bit less competition because there are some who may not be able to compete at that level anymore. And then for sellers, you know, you may have less offers than you did before, but you're still seeing multiple in most cases.
All right. And when we reconvene for our segment in August, though, do we expect to see a slowing in July as we're into the dog days of summer?
Well, there's still a lot of buyers out there. And as you can see with our pending, that we'll have some more, plenty of closes. And it's just a matter, I think July is going to be busier than most years because of the lack of inventory. And that inventory's slowly creeping up.
All right, fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you guys about that in August. This is the Greenwich Real Estate Report. I've been joined by Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2022 President Brian Tunney. Stacy, Brian, always good to talk to you. Thanks very much. Be well. Stay cool.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Tony.
WGCH Newsletter time is 8:30. Time for traffic and